Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tuni. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture, Salutonio Cruces, said efforts are being made to incentivize the floriculture sector to encourage greater participation and create more opportunities for growers. Ms. Cruces said this yesterday during the prize distribution ceremony for the state-level flower show cum competition held at 25th Hornbill Festival, Kisama. She emphasized on the importance of the platform that has been given to the participants to showcase their talents at a state level. She noted that each year the competition continues to captivate both judges and the public, with this year being no exception. Ms. Cruces also appreciated the uniqueness and the diversity of the floral arrangements, which added to the event's charm. The competition featured 9 categories with a total of 98 participants. There were 32 entries and 72 winners. The minister presented prizes to the winners across various categories. Chief Justice Guwahati High Court and Patron-in-Chief of Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, Justice Vijay Bishnoi, yesterday inaugurated Legal Services Clinic at Kohima Science College, Jotsoma. Addressing the program, he called for concerted efforts of stakeholders and a holistic approach to empower people to enjoy fruit of the schemes which they are entitled to. He said the focus should not be limited to making people aware of various schemes of NALSA, but welfare schemes as well as various laws. Justice Bishnoi also opined that without adequate legal awareness among the masses, the goal of equal access to justice cannot be a reality. Joining with the rest of the world, Nagaland celebrated the World Soil Day under the theme Caring for Soils, Measure, Monitor and Manage 2024 at Kohima yesterday. On the occasion, Central Water Commission CWC member A.S. Goyal flagged off the van with the important message of the World Soil Day in the presence of Director, Soil and Water Conservation, L. Chubaunan. Speaking at the program, Mr. Goyal urged the people to remember the vital role soil plays in sustaining life on Earth. He also reminded the responsibility of everyone to unite together, commit to protecting and nurturing our soil for a healthier and more sustainable future. Mr. Chubaunan administered the World Soil Day pledge to the participants. Drugs worth over 34 crore rupees were destroyed by the Drugs Disposal Committee, DDC, of Police Commissionerate Dimapur. The committee yesterday carried out pre-trial destruction of seized narcotic and psychotropic substances at DMC Dumping Ground, Burma Camp, Dimapur. 79 cases were registered across police stations under Police Commissionerate Dimapur. The items destroyed include brown sugar, shunt flour, heroin, spasmoproxivon capsules, nitrosin tablet, crystal meth, opium, cough syrup, opium straw and WY tablets. Commissioner of Police Dimapur Kevi Tuto Sofi, who is the chairman of DDC, witnessed the destruction, where officials from Chumukedima, Dimapur and Newland also attended the destruction program. The Commissioner of Police Dimapur has ordered the removal of unauthorized banners, posters, hoardings and digital boards installed across Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland districts. In an advisory, Commissioner of Police Dimapur Kevi Tuto Sofi viewed that these unauthorized boards are causing serious concerns for public safety and traffic management. In this regard, individuals, institutions, organizations, business establishments, etc., intending to install banners, posters, hoardings, or advertisement boards are asked to seek prior approval from the Office of the Commissioner of Police and District Magistrate. The advisory stated that only installations with official approval will be permitted. Further, organizers of shows, concerts and exhibitions have also been directed to seek prior approval for organizing any such events. The Commissioner of Police Dimapur therefore requested the public to cooperate in maintaining safety and order. It also cautioned that violators would face strict legal action under relevant laws. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.